Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the 2023 NACUSO Network here in lovely Las Vegas. And look who we have in the studio lounge. We have a full house here, basically. A full house. Hey, bada boom. All right, Las Vegas, full house, connection. Yep. Okay, maybe I was the only one who got it. Sorry.
We got it.
Just kidding. All right, hey, let's do some introductions before we dive into the topic at hand here. Right next to me, we have Elizabeth Newman from Southwest 66 Credit Union. In Midland, Odessa area.
That's right.
That's the heart of oil country right there.
Yes.
How are you, Elizabeth?
A lot of pump jacks.
Yes, they're all over the place out there.
Great people.
That's Texas right there. If you want to get a flavor of Texas, that is Texas there for sure. All right. Well, great to have you here, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Ken Sessions here from CU Evolution. Ken, yes. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Good. I'm glad you're wonderful. Apparently, you have not been to the blackjack table, so.
Maybe that's why I'm wonderful.
Maybe that's why you have been to the blackjack table. All right, and then right here is Dave Waller from Judy AI. Dave, how are you?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
Good. All right. All right. Now, there's a reason why we have gathered you guys here today, and you guys are how to set up smaller credit unions for success with member business lending, and that was a session you guys had as well, right?
Wednesday.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's not yet. Oh,
yeah,
it's tomorrow.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So we're getting a preview.
You are.
So who wants to go first on talking about, kind of give us an overview of... Dave, you want to give us a quick overview of what you guys are going to be talking about?
Yeah, sure. So we are passionate about small business lending for banks and credit unions, and here we're focused with CU Evolutions, who is taking our product and is now using it in a shared service model for seven credit unions in Texas. And we're just thrilled to have all seven of them. I think we're going live next week.
Going live next week.
Wow.
Yeah, with our product.
Very timely.
So, yeah, we're really excited about, they're going to be able to serve their business members more, and I'm going to let those guys talk more about that. But we're just honored and thrilled to be the technology infrastructure to support that and help them with that.
Right. There's a trend going on here. More and more, like, CUSOs and other fintech-type organizations are coming together to help out credit unions. And I think it's really a cool thing to do. I mean, it's a very credit union thing to do because it's such a collaborative industry. So, Ken, share with me on your CU Evolutions part in all of this.
So, CU Evolution was born to do member business lending and some real estate lending for smaller credit unions to keep them viable in the marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. Car loans, personal loans, that's not going to cut it anymore. You're talking about, losing credit unions every year. It's because they're not innovating. We're there to innovate those products for smaller credit unions. We have seven members, five credit union owners. All of our owners are smaller credit unions as well. So we're not owned by the big guys that, are trying to merge with the small ones. We have a truly collaborative area, and so we partnered with Judy AI, which we actually met at the NACUSO conference last year.
Oh, really? Oh,
in Orlando.
One big happy family.
it has been the last year has been truly a collaborative effort among our credit unions, our CUSO, and Judy AI, our fintech partner.
Right, and Elizabeth, obviously your credit union, but I think the ultimate winner here is your members.
Right.
But let's talk about it from the credit union's perspective. How are you guys benefiting from these two organizations' efforts?
So I was in part of the board planning. The board wanted to move into member business lending.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as a $100 million asset-sized credit union, that's hard to do all that in-house by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reaching out to find, could there be other partners? I met Ken. And so we thought, that's great. We can all join together and provide MBL services to our members.
Right.
So we're actually one of the owners of CU Evolution.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Even better. Even better.
But then as far as GDAI, how they fit in, is we were having to do things very manually. So GDAI provides a portal that makes it easy as we're looking at new loan applications to upload documents. The member can actually upload to the system for annual reviews. It helps with that process as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the technology kind of moves it out of these paper files and into a more automated, smoother process, and also helps with the cash flow analysis and helping us determine, does this look like a good loan or, mm-hmm. or not a good loan.
So what does it look like for your credit? So what does this stuff do for your credit union? I mean, just kind of the, getting the customer benefit message, if you will, or the credit union benefit message.
Well, here. I'll just speak from my perspective at my credit mm-hmm. union. So we're, you mentioned, an oil and gas country.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of small...
66?
Yeah. So we're, we have a lot of... It was Phillips 66. Yeah. That's the origin of Southwest 66. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of small business owners that are somehow related to oil and gas. And so this is like a prime... They're having to go to these banks where they could come to us. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a consumer account with us. Mm-hmm. They would also like to do their business banking with us as well.
Right.
But they're smaller operators, so the larger banks are really not interested in serving them. So there's a lot of hurdles that they have to overcome.
That's their loss.
So we want to be able to help the member, not only in their consumer side, their personal business, but also on the member business lending mm-hmm. side mm-hmm. as well.
Okay. So you're kind of expanding, I don't want to say you're expanding your membership, but providing those members with that service.
Right.
So that makes your credit union that much more valuable.
Because so many of our members are self-employed.
Yeah, yeah.
And are owners. And, you know, coming out to West Texas, I didn't realize how much was involved in oil and gas and all the little businesses that surround that business.
There's a lot that goes on for sure. And thankfully, you guys are there serving those folks. And then I'm sure word gets out around through that industry. Like, hey, have you seen what that credit union down the street is doing for us? So, yeah.
So we were just excited to join and become an owner and CU mm-hmm. Evolution mm-hmm. and be part, work with six other credit unions mm-hmm. to provide
all
member.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of credit unions out there, they're obviously wanting to enhance or increase their business lending, small business lending.
Right.
It sounds like this is what you guys are doing as well, right?
Right.
So that's kind of the bottom line here.
But we're sharing the expenses of that.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because through CU Evolution,
right.
you know, they're helping us with the underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not each having our own underwriter in-house.
Ah.
So there's... That's way.
So it's handling that for all these credit unions?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even better. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We like to
better and better.
We like to say that your members at these credit unions, they own businesses. They have, you know, they have their side business. Mm-hmm. They're banking somewhere. If they're not with your credit union, you're at risk. You know, you're going to lose that personal business to wherever their business is.
Yeah.
If we can bring that in-house now, you've just strengthened your relationship with that member.
Mm-hmm.
With us partnering with Judy, now we can make those business lending decisions rather than days, in minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's been a win for everybody involved.
I'm sure it is, and even more. So Dave, you guys are bringing the automation part of it, the AI part of it?
We are. We're reducing the friction for both the member who's applying for the loan, but also for Ken's team on the back office and the underwriting side to use some modern techniques with data science and machine learning
mm-hmm.
with analyzing real-time cash flow
mm-hmm.
and looking at that and using that as guidance for the credit union to make an underwriting
mm-hmm.
decision. In this case, for Ken's team to make an underwriting decision to help in that process. So it's just yet another piece of data that's modern you know, in the world
right now
to help build a credit union. Behind every business is a consumer. And I love to tell credit unions that because it's so important to support those business members mm-hmm. in your field of membership. Right?
Agreed. Isn't it cool to be associated with a couple of really cool companies like this?
Yes.
And really push your credit union forward? So this is really neat.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, I mean, so what's next for you guys? What's next? Obviously, AI is only as good as the data that you have.
That's
so,
right.
So what's next? Having said that, what's next for you guys in helping out these credit unions here?
Well, the more we can reduce the friction in the process
for the
member, because these small business owners are so daggum busy
mm-hmm.
with everything that they do. In fact, I read a report that said most small business owners do their banking between 5 and 9 p.m. to 9 a.m.
You're right.
So whatever we can do to reduce the friction in the process for the member in applying,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but also for the credit union to be more successful in making these loans and processing these loans, because that's where a lot of the cost and the time gets into place as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what's next for us is we've got a laundry list of capabilities we're adding to the product, working as fast as we can. One of our newest customers is asked us to do instant issuing for PSCU for credit cards.
Oh, wow.
So they'll be able at this credit union, you'll be able to go in and apply as a business for a credit card and instant issue the card right there in the branches via Judy.
Love it.
So we're really excited about that capability.
Right on. Oh, my gosh. The sky's the limit here. Ken, what's next on the table for you?
Next up for us is just more continued growth. If you know, as we sat here 2 years ago, we had exactly two customers. They happen to be our founding credit union and another one that jumped in early on, and that's where we were.
Mm-hmm.
So in the span of that 18 months to 2 years, we brought on additional owners, 5 new credit unions, grown from really, to be honest, almost the point of extinction to now we're thriving.
Good for you.
And it's been because of our partnerships with the credit unions and, our willingness to partner mm-hmm. with, Judy and companies like that.
Yeah, and a little conference called Nacuso Network, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Helps out as well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, Elizabeth, what's next for you guys in this area? Because it sounds like you guys got to have... You guys have a little laboratory there cooking up some really cool things for your small business.
So we just want to be able to provide the services to our members, mm-hmm. but also through becoming part of this CUSO, I've developed some relationships with other credit union CEOs around the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. And so not only did we talk about member business lending, but we can talk about all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that networking opportunity. And then as an owner of CU Evolution, obviously I wholly support the product, and I want to see CU Evolution grow and be able to provide more services for more credit unions.
Yeah.
We're not small credit unions, we're smaller.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Every credit union counts, for
yes,
sure. So
exactly.
As we've heard many times here at the conference. So good stuff. All right, guys. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts?
We're just happy to be here, and Nacuso's been such a vital part of our CUSO, of what we've done. We wouldn't be where we were today if it weren't for this conference, if it weren't for our partners, if it weren't for our owners.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this conference holds a special place for me.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I think you'll have an agreement there with a lot of folks that come here each year. So, anything else to add, Dave?
We're just grateful for our customers, just really grateful for CU Evolutions and Elizabeth and Southwest 66 and the other 6 other credit unions that are using us. We're just so excited about the future. You guys are a huge part of our future, and we're grateful for your business and just looking forward to the future with you.
Right on. Elizabeth, I'll let you wrap it up. Any final thoughts?
Just if you've never come to the NACUSO conference, you need to come.
Yeah.
It's a great conference. You get to talk to so many different people and all the innovations and fintechs, and so it's a great conference.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in here.
One not to miss.
Yeah, so. No doubt. You heard it here. That's a great message to end on. Elizabeth, Ken, and Dave, thank you so much for hanging out with us and really continuing that trend of organizations coming together and to help credit unions, and the ultimate winner is the member, for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, good stuff, guys.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.